I want to say thank you to the fans by telling you a secret that I've been keeping from you for the last 2 years. Which is that my brand new album, comes out April 19th. It's called... It's called The Tortured Poets Department.
Hey y'all, it's Amelia Rose, and welcome to C'est La Mie, and welcome to the Tortured Poets Department Files. I am so excited for this episode. I say that every time, but I really, truly am. These guests are just some of my favorite Swifties, and so I'm really very excited to be having them on the podcast. So today we have Kinsey. She is the owner of Kinsey Creations, and she is a wonderful, talented seamstress, and she recreates Taylor's costumes like to perfection. And I love watching her Instagram stories where she's like behind the scenes of this and that, and creating the Evermore dress and the just like amazing things. I wish I had her talent, but I'm very excited to have her on the podcast. And so I will let her tell you all about herself. So without further ado, let's get on to the interview with Kinsey. Okay, guys, we have Kinsey with us.
Hey guys, so happy to be here with Amelia today.
I'm really excited too. So tell everybody about yourself, like where you're from, what do you do, how old are you? Just general information.
Yeah, my name is Kinsey Hawthorne. I'm right now in South Mississippi, living in the country, and I'm 25 years old. And yeah, I make Taylor Swift costumes. That is my full-time job. I get to stay home with my dogs and teach people not only how to sew, which is my passion. I love to teach, and I love sewing even more than that. And what better way than to combine it with Taylor Swift, am I right? So yeah, I get to make all kinds of things. I do commissions for people over Etsy, and I also sell digital patterns. So if someone is a seamstress or something like that, and they want to make it themselves, save some money, or, you know, make their own version of it, then they're able to do that with the knowledge and the pattern that I have available for them. So that's the gist of what I do. And my business is called Kinsey Creations. It's very original.
It's great. It's so creative, and I love how it's so impressive too. It's not just like, oh yeah, she makes little Taylor Swift content. It's like, oh my gosh, it's just so accurate. Like, I feel like Taylor could hire you as a seamstress, and then it could, you know, like it would look just as stunning. So first of all, tell me how you became a Swiftie just to begin with.
Yeah, so I feel like a lot of us grew up with her as like the country girl. And I remember I'd put her music on if I was going to Tennessee, which I did most summers with some friends and stuff like that. But I feel like it really clicked for me that I love Taylor Swift so much when she was, of course, doing her when she was in her 1989 era. And it was the first CD I bought for myself. It was like such a luxury because, you know, Spotify or iTunes, I guess, at that point was a thing. I was like, oh, this is awesome. And then, yeah, so 1989. And I got to see her that tour also, which, you know, changes your life. Yeah. Anytime you get to see her in person, it's just like, oh, she's real. And she's just as awesome as you think she is. So that's what did it for me. Absolutely.
I love the 1989 era. Like, I would have loved to go to that tour. My first tour was the Eras Tour, actually. So, which was so special, so amazing. But, you know, being a fan since Fearless, I'm like, wow, like, I've watched so many tours, like, go by, and I'm like, oh, this is so, so great. So, 1989 was definitely a big milestone era for Taylor. So, and I loved just like that transition into pop. I was like, what is going on? But tell me about Kinsey Creations. Did it start out as like a Swiftie inspired thing, or did you just kind of incorporate that on later on?
Yeah, so my this whole thing kind of just landed in my lap, actually, because when I first got out of college, I did go to school for costume design and technology. So I've been sewing for a very long time, like 10 years now. But when I got out of school, I knew in my heart I didn't really want to go and be like a stitcher in a costume shop, all that. I wanted to kind of make my own path with sewing because, again, teaching is like my favorite thing also. And so at first I was doing alterations and I was like, oh, dude, this sucks. Like fixing pants all day just ain't it, man. And so I saw a Midnight music video. You know this one. It's the Bejeweled music video. And oh, she wore, yeah, I know. She wore that black corset with all the gems on it, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to make that. That's it. I don't know. Something possessed me and it was all I was thinking about. And I was like, I'm making it. And so I made it for myself. And then I was like, this is pretty fun. I wonder if I could put this up on Etsy. And so I threw one up on Etsy. And then like a month later, I sold one. And I was like, whoa, I had just made money from that. Maybe this could be my thing, you know? And so I just did the listing. I made it for somebody and then just renewed it. And then after just selling a couple of those, I was like, this is what I love. But with my Instagram and like teaching and stuff online, that actually happened because I got a comment on Etsy. Someone asked me a question and the gist of it was just like, hey, this is too expensive for me. Can you tell me how to make it so I don't have to buy yours? Basically, I was like, yeah, I was like, okay. At first I was kind of like, I guess offended. Not really though. Yeah. I was just like, the nerve. But after talking to my very wise husband, he was like, you know, if you help them, they might be clients later, first of all. And then also if you help, you will just be able to make their dream come true. Basically, you'll be able to help. And then, inspire them also to do something cool, just like what I'm doing. And so with that being said, I was like, okay, let me make you a video and I'll put it up on my Instagram and I'll share it. And so because of that comment, I made two videos about how to do my Bejeweled corsets and boots and all that. And then I fell in love with that. I was like, ooh, and it got good traction because hello, it's Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then right after that, I made my Speak Now dress. And that's the first time I went viral and I was very overwhelmed.
Everything is so gorgeous. I mean, it's like, it's crazy. And then especially showing people how you can do this too, you know, maybe not as, you know, adept as you. I'm not like a seamstress or anything. So I would be like, I'm sure there'd be some crooked lines and some like weird looking something on my recreation. But the fact that you like see Taylor wearing something from tour and then your videos are like, here's how you can make this. And it looks fabulous. It's not just like, oh, it's inspired by or any, it's like, this is exactly like what this looks like. It's absolutely crazy.
Thank you. That's so sweet of you to say.
No problem. But like, how long does it take you to make, like, I guess custom commission orders from Etsy?
Yeah, so it really depends. I only offer a couple things on my Etsy right now because my demand is there and it's a little overwhelming. So I can't take on a lot. The main things that I make that are like the folklore dress or I just finished the bronze Evermore dress, stuff like that. I know I love that one so much. I'm actually very proud of myself. I won't even lie. But for those outfits, I don't really do commissions for those because yeah, you're so right. It takes so much time. And also with sewing and stuff like that, kind of like what I mentioned with doing alterations and getting bored and stuff like that. For me, it's like, I like to move on and try new things. And also I'm learning as I'm going too, which has been really fun. So I only offer like midnight dresses on my Etsy right now. And then a Bejeweled corset just because they're something easy and something affordable also for those who are looking for something like that.
Yeah. Have you seen people wear those things like to tour or something?
Mm-hmm.
That is so exciting.
I know. It's like I ship it out and I'm just like, this is going to see Taylor and it's going to be worn by someone who's excited to be there too. And that's like the beautiful thing about like the Swiftie community and the costume Swiftie, like the niche that's there. There's so many great creators that make stuff online also. And it's fun to talk to people and bounce ideas off of one another because it's a very small community. But it's so special because when you think about it, it's like, we're all kind of the same. Like we're just excited to go see Taylor and we want to look like hot stuff or like look like a certain era, you know, we want to feel good. And so it's really rewarding to see those pictures or just hear like, hey, you made my night. That was so special and fun. And thanks for the costume. So yeah.
That is so sweet. I love that. I handmade something for my Eras tour date and it took forever.
What'd you make?
She wore something, I think it was in 2012 or 13 to the Jingle Ball. And it was like this bedazzled, let me try and find it actually. It's like this bedazzled like looking shirt thing, and she wore it with like red shorts because it was like red era, and so much glue and rhinestones. I didn't sew anything because I'm like not very confident in my sewing skills, but I did glue on lots of rhinestones, and I actually did that with the boots that I wore as well. And so it was so fun though to like go to tour and know I made this, you know. Like I put in so much effort. It was like part of just part of the, I guess, excitement of being there, because like I got tickets in November and my tour date was in April. And so I spent all that time like gluing on these rhinestones. So this is the actual look.
Ooh, shoot. That's a lot right there to do.
It is. And then let me try and find, you can't really see it. Let me see. Anyway, I'm going to try and find a photo of me. I think it's like on Instagram or something. But just creating that was so much fun. And that's something that you remember like the whole time. Like I still have that stuff and I'm like, there's no way I'm ever giving this away or whatever, because it's so special and fun. So this is kind of what mine ended up looking like.
Oh, pretty. I'll have to check online too, because the exposure is kind of wonky doodle, but
Yeah, but it was so sparkly and fun. I was like, all I want to do is wear sparkles, you know, because it's Taylor Swift and I just want to wear sparkles. But
no, I
love the dress code.
How creative people get with their outfits and costumes or whatever you want to call it. But how do you decide which costumes or outfits you want to recreate, like whether it's for sale or not? Is it just something you think is pretty or?
Yeah, it's usually a selfish thing, but it's also a mutual thing. Several other people are like, oh yeah, woohoo. And right now too, when I'm making different patterns and stuff for other people to make, I have also been listening to suggestions. So right now I am making the Reputation bodysuit. And that was like, everybody in my comments, doesn't matter what I was posting was about, was just like, Reputation, just like everything else, you know, with the new album and stuff like that, that I'm sure we're going to talk about. But so I'm making the Reputation bodysuit, and then the green folklore dress, which it wasn't my favorite. Actually, my favorite is the blue one, and I also love the purple one.
Yeah, the purple is my favorite.
Purple's so pretty. But everybody's been screaming about the green, and I get it. She's fierce. She's cool too. So that's my next one after Reputation bodysuit. So it's a bit of selfishness mixed in with like listening to what the people want.
Yeah, that's awesome. Is there anything that you haven't created yet that you kind of have like in the back of your mind that you'd love to do?
Oh, yes. I want to make one of the surprise dresses. I know those are like, I feel like it's like mixed reviews, or it's just like, it's there, you know, but I think it'd be so much fun and a challenge too. That dress is, it's weird because it's not even a dress. It's like a wrapper.
Yeah.
And all the layers and stuff like that. I think that would be a fun challenge. So that's one. And then I want to make the Blue Speak Now dress too.
Oh, so pretty. Oh my gosh. That's amazing. It's amazing to think that you could even, like, I'm not there where I could fathom, like, oh, I just want to make, like, a ball gown, you know, and, like, for it to be feasible. But that is, like, I love your behind the scenes on Instagram, just like, oh, I've got this fabric. And I'm like, where did you find that? That is the fabric. You know, it looks so great. So, like, even just, like, your sourcing and everything is so, like, spot on. Just, like, makes a really good product at the end and really good recreation.
You know how some guys have a like Facebook marketplace they're always checking just for fun, or people like that, yeah. Like, oh, like dreaming about like maybe tiny houses they could get. That's me with fabric on Etsy. I'm just always looking at fabric. Like, oh yeah, that's nice. Save.
No, I have so many things saved. Like when I was creating that outfit for tour, I was like, I had so many different things like bookmarked, and I was like, okay, we're going to go with this option, not that option, but yeah, it's a lot, and it's super fun. Okay, so transitioning on to the Torture Poets Department. So what did you think when she announced that at the Grammys?
Yeah, at first I yelled no at the TV. So fake, because I know I was on the Reputation hype train. We all were clowning. She was wearing black and white. Come on now. But she was wearing so much white. So I guess we were all, or I at least was just like, not getting the picture. And then I was really excited because the picture came out and I was like, oh my gosh, what is this? And then when she released all the track titles, I was like, oh, we're going deep. Sorry, Joe. Here we go. I'm excited for it. I think the vibe also is really exciting because to me, also paired with what she wore to the Grammys, it feels like we're going down like this dark academia road. And like thinking about it now too, like her dress that she wore, it looks like a Greek statue or Roman statue, like with the draping almost, like one of those marble ones. Like think Venus de Milo, something like that. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So I'm very, very, and I saw people also say that she looked like an albatross with the black gloves and all that. I was like, okay, that's valid. but I'm excited. Yeah. I feel bad. I wasn't on board at first though.
Well, it's like you expect you're getting something and it takes you a while to kind of switch, like change gears and be like, okay, we're getting a new album. All right. This is fine. Like I get it now. Okay. No, I remember when I saw I wasn't watching the Grammys. I was kind of like on Twitter. That's kind of how I do award shows. I'm like, I don't really watch, but I just get everything from Twitter. So I was like scrolling and then I opened up Instagram and it might've been the second that she like announced it, that the first post was the new album cover. And I was like, that's not Reputation. Oh my gosh, this is new. So I was like, it's crazy. And I just remember looking at it and being like, oh my gosh. Because at first I was like, it was black. Well, it wasn't black and white. I guess it was sepia. But, you know, kind of black and white-ish. And so I was like, wait. Because at first I was like, no, this is new. So I just remember being crazy and then like refreshing Twitter like, just every second being like, what are people saying? No, but what are some of your expectations? And oh, well, actually, I had a thought when you said like, oh, the draping, whatever. You know, the Karma music video when there are like all these different like versions to kind of represent her albums. And I don't remember what we decided the like Justice, the gold Taylor with the like scales and everything. If we decided that that was like supposed to be like Karma itself or whatever. But I kind of had a thought. I was like, what if that's towards your poets department? Like that could be like, okay, I'm getting justice for like whatever I went through. I don't know.
Gail is going back to an equal or something like that. Like she's,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good thought. I'll have to go back and watch it.
I am the queen of like stretching things and being like, it can kind of work like mental gymnastics being like, I see it. And then it's like, people are like, this isn't a thing. I think I just am so bad at like predicting things that I just want to like think outside the box, and the reason no one's thought of it is because it's not a thing. But no, it's super fun. I'm always wrong and it doesn't matter. But what are your expectations or like hopes for the album as far as like aesthetic or sound or like content or whatever?
I don't know. I do feel like it's going to be poetic, for a lack of better word. I feel like it's going to be, something tells me it's going to be like folklore, but part of me is just like, what if this is like a rock album? Like, could you imagine? But I don't know. I think it's going to be something more somber. And then also the way that all of her re-recordings sound, like even 1989, the most recent one, her re-recordings to me still kind of sounded like Midnight. So I'm thinking that kind of feeling, but
I would love a Midnight's part two. And I've said that in other episodes that I've recorded for this project, but so I'm sure like listeners are really sick of hearing me say that, but I love Midnight's so much. And I'm like, if it sounded like very Midnight's-esque, could we just get like a whole like what 16 17 songs like that? I wouldn't care, because I love the sound of Midnight's. I just think it's really moody. And I think that the reason why I'm thinking Torture Poets Department would sound like that is because it's also moody looking. Also, there are a lot of parallels between the Midnight's visuals, as far as photos of Taylor and stuff, and then Torture Poets Department being like the opposite. So I'm really interested to see kind of what it sounds like. I'm very like, also kind of black and white sepia is giving folklore. So I'm like, okay, is that folklore because of the, like the lyrics, or is it because of the sound? Which I'm not expecting a folklore sounding album from this, but I'm also kind of like, well, it could be. So I'm kind of confused, but also really excited.
Maybe it's like folklore, denser lyrics paired with Midnight's beats and bops and stuff like that.
That would be, that would be amazing. I would love that. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. So as far as track list, like what songs kind of, kind of hit you or anything? Like what do you notice?
So, of course, Florida for me. I'm from Florida. So it's like, hey, we get a song. We're cool now. and also Clara Bow, because I think that song's going to be really interesting because of the whole it girl factor. And that was like her reputation at the time. And also thinking about Clara Bow too, like she was a silent movie star, right? And that her everything was black and white at that time, which kind of plays into the aesthetic also of the album. And so I think there's going to be, it's going to be about being in that sphere in Hollywood, like the romantic period, I guess, of Hollywood. And how, and I bet she's going to parallel it to like her life now, because I'm sure she feels like she's living in a movie all the time, or but for better or for worse, right? And so I don't know, I think that'll be really a really potent song. So
I'm such a fan of The Last Great American Dynasty, like love that song. I cried when she performed it on tour, especially when she and like that the dancer who's supposed to play Rebecca, like, looked at each other when she said, it was bought by me, and then they smile. I lost it at that part. But anyway, I love that song, because I love, like, I'm kind of a history nerd, and I just really enjoy that. So, Clara Bow, I'm like, okay, like, I'm really excited to see this, you know? I'm excited we have a title track. I don't think I realized that until, like, a good week or two after she announced, like, the track list and stuff. And then I was like, wait, there's a title track, you know? So I'm excited about that. The fact that she recorded, well, I assume she recorded a lot of these on tour, just makes me feel like she probably had so much creativity going on from being on tour and from stuff in her personal life. And just like I just feel like she has a lot to say, and I'm just really, really excited to hear it. But yeah, so we haven't gotten too many pictures from the album, but from what we've gotten, what's your opinion on like the aesthetic and like the styling and stuff, since you're very into fashion and sewing and all that?
I feel like the way she, Taylor, is posing looks a lot reminiscent of Midnights, like you mentioned before, like the depressive undertone is there, or just pensive, I guess, I think is a better word. It's like all the emotions at once. That's kind of how it looks to me. And also with that undertone of like, you know, reminiscing, pondering, maybe a little bit of regret in there. And I like that a lot. I also think everything is a lot more bare bones. Like there's no like 70s vibe in there. We're not like princess gowns and sparkles, you know?
Yeah.
And I think this is going to be like an unveiling of sorts. Like everything, it's like we're taking away all the production and we're just going to be like, this is what it is. This is like a simple, it's kind of like a Taylor Swift version of the clean girl aesthetic. That's how it feels to me. Like we're taking everything, we're going beige, we're going like, we're, you know, we're keeping it simple, but still potently telling a story with just a couple colors, right? So
I know, I do love how simple it is. It's really interesting to think, because even Folklore was simple, but I mean, she had so many pieces. She has a cardigan, she had like nightgown, she had, you know, there were a lot of outfit changes, I guess, and a lot of like layering and, you know, like accessorizing. So even then it wasn't really simple. It was like a stylized version of like Prairie Girl, like simple. This feels very like, you know, she got like a button down. She has a tank top and shorts, you know? And so, I feel like that's great. Something I noticed also about the Time covers was there wasn't really anything too ornate. You know, she did have a jacket on at one point that was kind of like added some fun. So I, again, maybe mental gymnastics, maybe not, thinking that the Time covers have to kind of relate to this album. And something that I've told other guests on for this project is the one where she's wearing that like gray kind of sparkly dress. I'm like, okay, so if I'm right and these covers kind of hint at like the Torture Poets Department and we have a little bit of sparkle. Maybe it has a Bejeweled on there. Maybe it has like something. I just am a big fan of Bejeweled, so I want it to have like a moment in Torture Paris Department. But yeah, I really enjoy how clean it is. And I really didn't pick up on that until you mentioned it. But like thinking about it, I'm like, yeah, there's not too much going on, but it's just, it kind of is really striking in that way. And then her hair is like just, you know, blown out straight, like, you know, not too styled. So yeah, and like in Midnight, she had like all the like sparkly eyeshadow and like the like bold, like contrasting colors and all that. And so even though some of that, those cuts of like the outfits and whatever were simple, it's like, it wasn't. So yeah, that's really cool observation. But yeah, I'm personally really excited that there are only like a couple of features on this album, because people are like, oh, this is going to be her collaboration album. And I was like, yeah, but I don't really want to hear a collaboration album right now. Like, I really want to hear what Taylor has to say from herself. But having Post Malone and Florence and the Machine on, like, I'm so excited about those. Like, I cannot wait. I feel like it's really like interesting picks. I don't know. I've never like put them together, but also I'm just so excited to hear it. So yeah, I'm very excited. I'm also excited about music videos potentially. That would be really fun. And I don't know. I can't imagine which song or songs she would do music video for. I can't even imagine, like, we haven't really seen that much, so I'm kind of like, what would that look like, you know? I'm kind of like thinking about, like, is it Hello, like Adele kind of looking like
that? Yeah.
but then I'm like, okay, but how can you do Easter eggs in that? Like,
mm-hmm.
There's gotta be some Easter eggs.
Yeah, I wonder if that would be really bold, but I feel like having a whole music video in like sepia tones, like you said, or black and white, that would be really interesting, like the Adele music video. I do feel like, though, the title track is going to have a music video. I feel like that one probably will, but I'm not, of course, sure about any of the other ones.
That would make sense. Yeah. I would love, this is hilarious, I haven't even thought about this till now, but I would love to have like that music video be like, there's an actual like department, kind of like in The Man, where it was like the office and whatever, but like I would love for like Jack to be there, like Jack Antonoff and like all her background dancers and whatever, and it's like, this is the torture poster. That would be so fun. Yeah. I mean, never having heard the song, that's kind of, you know, a silly take on it. So it could be like the most devastating song ever, and then I'll look back and I'll be like, and you were making fun of it, you know. But yeah, okay, so we have a rapid fire, but before we do the rapid fire, tell people where they can find you online.
Oh, sure. I am on Instagram at Kenzie Creations, YouTube at Kenzie Creations, and that's Creations with a K, because why not? And that's about where I am at. I also have an Etsy shop that is Kenzie Creations Studio. Yep, that's me.
Amazing. We'll have everything linked in the description of this episode. So if y'all want to follow her, which you should, go click every link and hit follow. Okay, rapid fire. I always have to preface this by saying that it's not rapid. So no pressure on, you know, on being that. Okay, first question, favorite Eras Tour outfit?
Oh, no, why'd you do this to me? Okay. Probably the Midnight's bodysuit or the Lover bodysuit. All 8 of them, or whatever.
Yeah, I love every version of those. Okay, favorite recreation of yours so far?
Bronze Evermore dress.
It's so pretty.
Thank you.
Okay, best album aesthetic-wise, like fashion?
Folklore.
Love that. Okay, favorite Taylor Swift music video outfit?
Oh, probably Our Song, that blue dress she wears on the porch.
I love that dress. I wanted that dress so bad when I was like 8. I was like, I want that dress. So pretty. And I love the makeup with it.
Yes, the blue eyeshadow.
Yes. Very 2000s. Okay, last question. Anti-hero dress or Midnight's bodysuit?
Midnight's bodysuits. Come on. She's so shiny.
I know.
And she's very flattering.
I know. It's super like beaded and pretty and all that.
It's got everything. Everything you need.
Amazing. Thank you so much for coming on. I'm so excited for this episode.
Yay. Yes, I'm. Cool. Thank you so much, Amelia. This has been really fun. I love your, also the name C'est la Mie is perfect. C'est la Mie.
Oh, thank you.
I want to say thank you to the fans by telling you a secret that I've been keeping from you for the last 2 years. Which is that my brand new album comes out April 19th. It's called... It's called the Tortured Poets Department.